praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be. Thou living us we filled with thee, thou in the Son expressed might be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
Listen to Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified out of faith, we have peace toward God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And how we worship and praise Him for making such peace. But there is another peace that was accomplished through the redeeming death of Christ, and Paul talks about this peace in Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 14 says, For He Himself is our peace, He who is made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition, the enmity, abolishing in his flesh the law of the commandments in ordinances, that he might create the two in himself into one new man, so making peace. This specifically is not talking about peace between us and God. This is talking about peace between bitter and fierce enemies, peace between men and even between races. And it is a crucial aspect of the salvation that we've received. We'll talk about this piece today on our life study from the book of Ephesians. And Dick Taylor has joined us as we enjoy another program. Dick, how are you?
I'm good, Chris. And I'm even better because He Himself is our peace.
Yeah, He's our peace.
He's our peace.
Yours and mine.
He's made both one.
That's right.
Wild and Taylor are one because Christ is our peace.
Dick, I like the topic a lot today of this program, especially against the backdrop of the world situation and all of the strife that we see, all of the fighting between peoples. But a big part of seeing the peace that God has created in Christ between those who are naturally enemies has to be what we touched on yesterday's program, and that is in verses 12 and 13. Let me ask, have you comment a little bit about these important verses. In fact, you could read them if you'd like.
Okay, I'll read them, Chris. That you were at that time apart from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of the promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have become near in the blood of Christ. So our precious Christ, through His redeeming death on the cross, not only caused us to be those who are made alive, but saved us from a status of being aliens.
Wow.
We were alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenants of promise. We had no portion in God's economy. But now, through the precious redeeming death of Christ, signified by His precious blood, we have to shout, Hallelujah! We are no more aliens.
Wow.
But we have been made near as Gentiles with the Jews to participate in this precious covenant, in this wonderful commonwealth, and in this glorious inheritance. Now we can say with boldness, Christ Himself is our portion. And how is He our portion? By first of all, being our peace through His precious blood. So, oh, what a joy to be here and to be able to be those who are no longer aliens, but those who are one with the Lord and one with all those who believe in the redeeming Jesus.
So this is really talking about the restoration of the separation between us and God individually. Now today, in this portion we have before us, we come to this matter of the middle wall of partition or separation between the peoples has also been removed in Christ.
Amen.
And I think it's worth, maybe as we prepare to join Witness Lee, Dick, it's worth pointing out to our listeners, we're talking about the same two peoples being joined together.
Mm-hmm.
In Paul's time, in the apostles' time, that are still at enmity today, right? Of course, the Jews and the non-Jews, the Jews and the Gentiles in the Middle East, that fierce separation has been in existence for, well, who knows how many millennia now. But this separation and all the separations between the peoples have been done away with in the death of Christ.
That's really true, Chris. And that's why we have to boldly declare Christ himself is our peace, who has made both one. Because of the fall of man, because of the calling of Israel, these were two separate peoples, never to be made one, but only through the precious death of Christ. So what I appreciate so much, Chris, about this particular program is our Christ is not only the sin-removing Christ, he is also the wall-smashing Christ.
Wow.
He has removed all those barriers between Jew and Gentile and has made us absolutely one in himself.
Well, let's join Witness Lee with our first portion today, Dick.
The first point is Christ, who is our peace. In verse 13, it says that in the blood of Christ, we all have come near, not only to God, but also to God's people. Because we were fallen, we became far off. Now, through the redeeming blood of Christ, we have been brought back to God, so also spontaneously back to God's people. Now, in verse 14, it tells us that this redeeming Christ is our peace. He is the bond of peace. Due to two things, the fall of mankind and the call of the chosen race, there has been a separation between Israel and the Gentiles. The Gentiles remained in the fall. The Israel were called out of the fall. So there was spontaneously a separation. Christ's redemption on the cross has removed the separation or the difference between Israel and the Gentiles. In the redeeming Christ, both Israel and the Gentiles have been made one. Thus, this Christ, who is the bond of oneness, is our peace. When Christ died on the cross, he not only removed so many other things, but also he removed this one thing, the separation between God's chosen people and the Gentiles. So this removing Christ became the very bond of peace between Israel and the Gentiles. So he is now the peace of these two different peoples.
Dick, as I said a few minutes ago, I really like this program. I like this point because it's an overlooked part of the gospel, and I think it has a resonance in most people when they realize that Christ on the cross not only dealt with our sins and those things separating us from God, but he also here is the removing Christ, right?
Right.
Removing the barrier between the peoples of the earth, between the called race of Israel
mm-hmm.
and us, the Gentiles.
That's true. And it's so good, Chris, that at one point, the Israel was considered God's people. We were not.
Right.
Now, we have been joined to them through the death of Christ, and together we are God's people. In fact, I like Romans, don't you, Chris, where chapter 2 it says, he who is a Jew is one inwardly, and circumcision is
of the heart.
Of the heart and in the spirit.
Yeah.
So now, because of the death of Christ, that is by the removing Christ, all the walls have been broken down, and he himself is our bond of peace and our oneness. So I just can't help but to repeat this verse 14, for Christ himself is our peace, who has made both one, having broken down the middle wall of partition, the enmity. It's gone, and now together with the Jews, we are God's people.
Dick, we touched this a moment ago, but we're going to come back to it more specifically in this coming segment. And that is verse 15, the very next verse, abolishing in his flesh the law of commandments contained in ordinances.
Amen.
Really, the separating thing between the peoples is this matter of ordinances.
That's right.
And this is also something he put upon himself in the flesh when he took it to the cross. Again, a part of the gospel, I think, that most even believers may not be that aware of, don't you think?
That's true, Chris. He dealt with even every little detailed thing that separated us from each other. Praise the Lord that he, in his flesh, abolished the law of commandments and ordinances, all the little things that separate us from one another, so that we could be God's people and to be God's testimony in oneness.
Don't you feel even now as the New Testament church, the believers, and when you consider practically many of the things that separate us from one another as believers, in a sense, we have made a whole new array of ordinances that have become practical separations between even the people of God in the New Testament dispensation.
Absolutely. Between Christians today, there are all kinds of ordinances, but we have to see this ordinance-removing Christ, this wall-smashing, wall-removing, ordinance-removing Christ, so that we could enjoy the blessed oneness that's in He Himself alone.
Well, let's go back to Witness Lee.
Christ, having broken down the middle wall of partition. What did the middle wall of partition, the Apostle Paul, meant? It was just the law of the commandment in ordinances, such as the commandment of circumcision, the commandment of keeping the Sabbath, the commandment concerning eating. These commandments of rituals in ordinances, these commandments are a middle wall of partition. Between whom? Between the Jews and the Gentiles. Between the circumcision and the uncircumcision, there was such a high middle wall, a partition. Now, I have to say this. You all have to realize any kind of ordinance, any kind of ritual is a middle wall, a partition. It's a separating partition. Not only the commandment of circumcision, not only keeping Sabbath, any kind of a ritual, any kind of ordinance is a separating partition. Even a little ordinance could create enmity. Be careful, be careful. Don't bring in any ordinance. You like to be silent. I like to shout. And which is right and which is wrong? To shout, this is wrong. Or to be silent, is this right? Let me tell you, in the Bible, you have both ways, to be silent and to be shouting. But I am not for anyone. If I am for anyone, I just make that an ordinance. Ordinance separates. Ordinance kills. Ordinance creates enmity. Once an ordinance comes in, that is division. Baptism by immersion, what is this? Ordinance. Some say piano is good. Some say organ is good. Yeah. Some say both piano organ are okay, but not guitar. Nonsensical ordinances. We have to tell people no ordinance. Why? Because on the cross, Christ has abolished all the ordinances.
Dick, a real window there into ourselves and how quickly we can make an ordinance. Of course, we think of ordinances as these formal aspects of the Jewish law, the Old Testament law, but in practice, we can make any number of things, even, as he said, nonsensical things, ordinances in the way we worship that helps to bring about the separation, don't we?
That's really true, Chris. And this is why, sorry to say, there are so many divisions among Christians, because even the tiniest thing can divide you and separate you from your brothers. This is a shame. Satan really uses this room. Of course, during the time when Christ was on the earth and then the church just began, you see things like the Sabbath, and you see circumcision, you see diet. You see how this just really put people in two different parties. It separated them just because it was an ordinance. And it's amazing how the smallest thing can divide people. I was just thinking of maybe you get married and your whole life you're used to when you brush your teeth, you're used to going in and you squeeze the toothpaste very neatly and you roll the tube from the bottom so your tube is always neat.
Yeah.
But you marry somebody that just squeezes the thing right in the middle and there's always toothpaste oozing out the end. It's amazing how that little thing, you have your way of doing it, they have their way of doing it, that little kind of ordinance can just cause an argument and division. But it's an example of how the enemy uses little things to separate us. And surely, you know, the way we would meet as Christians, you know, you would be a little louder, I would be a little quieter. None of these things should separate us. Our entire oneness is absolutely Christ himself. So I like that verse again, don't you, Chris?
He himself is our peace,
who has made both one, having broken down the middle wall of partition, the enmity. And in his flesh, he's abolished the law of commandments and ordinances.
Dick, I think as believers, we have to be really opened up to the God shining when we hear a word like this, because the condition, we have to be fair, among believers is not that good in this area, in this realm of oneness, is it?
No, not at all.
I was thinking of the Lord's Prayer, not the so-called Lord's Prayer, but the prayer that the Lord prayed the night before his crucifixion in the garden when he prayed regarding this matter of oneness in John 17.
Amen.
That they all may be one, even as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, and this part, that the world may believe that you sent me.
Amen.
The world has a very hard time believing when the believers cannot be one.
That's right. The deepest desire in God's heart is that we would be perfected into one, even as he in his Trinity is one, so that we could have a testimony. So you see, Satan's working,
yes,
and his subtlety is in this area of dividing the believers, and particularly with little things. So this broadcast is extremely important. I hope all who are hearing would really exercise their spirit to catch what the Spirit is speaking to us today. May the enemy have no ground to divide us through all of these ordinances, but we ourselves would turn from everything and take Christ himself as our peace.
As our peace. Let's go back to Witness Lee, Dick.
You must consider this matter very serious, because an ordinance creates even enmity. It not only builds up a separation, a division, but it creates hatred. It creates enmity. Just go along with all the saints. As long as there's no sin, as long as there's no idol, as long as there's no immorality, we just go along. It is by this way to keep away any kinds of ordinance. So on our side, we shouldn't make any way of our living, any way of our worship, an ordinance. On their side, you see, whatever they do, don't consider that as an ordinance. Could you follow me? That may be an ordinance, but you shouldn't consider that as an ordinance. You see? If we would practice these, there'd be no problem. We are the redeemed ones. And we have been transferred into Christ. We must learn to hate. Hate what? Hate differences. We don't like to have differences. But the world people, they all consider differences as their prestige. But in Christ, we don't have any prestige. What is our prestige? Our prestige is Christ.
Amen.
Our prestige is oneness. We must hate any kind of differences and try the best to go along with others. As long as they don't have idol, they don't have immorality. That's okay. We must learn this. We must hate any kind of differences. Then there is the possibility for the Lord to have the proper church life. Don't forget, this breaking down of the middle wall is a preparation for the new man, for the commonwealth of God, for the household of God, for the building up of God's dwelling place.
You know, Dick, if you think about it, this is a very hard word, I would say, particularly for us typical Americans. Don't we pride ourselves over our independence and our uniqueness, and we don't like to be the same as anybody. And that becomes the source of great pride, or even, as he said, prestige. Yet the Lord even prayed against such a thing.
That's true, Chris. And I like what our brother mentioned. We need to hate this thing. We need to hate these differences. What we should have is Christ himself as our unique prestige.
Yeah.
We need the oneness as our prestige. This is what we're proud of. This is what's honorable. It's Christ himself and the genuine oneness. So I like what our brother mentioned. We need to hate these differences and thank the Lord that we have all been transferred into him so that he could be our oneness with all of these differences having been abolished on the cross. This is really eye-opening, isn't it, Chris, that the Lord did this on the cross. Most people think of sins being removed.
Right.
And you know, maybe you've heard a verse about the devil destroyed or the flesh is crucified, the old man is crucified. But how about all these little itty-bitty things that divide us having been abolished in his flesh? And that all of this prestige in these things is taken away, and now Christ himself is our unique prestige, and this oneness in him is our unique prestige. I appreciate, like you mentioned, Chris, earlier, the revelation of the Lord's heart in John 17. He just prayed for the oneness, and may we also pray for the oneness and enjoy our transfer into Christ, exercise our spirit, and become the testimony of that oneness.
Dick, you know, I think we would point out the kind of oneness that is being spoken of, and certainly in John 17 and the book of Ephesians, is not a kind of oneness that we can achieve by an outward conformity. We're not talking about that in terms of getting rid of our individuality. Of course not.
No.
But the key is in the verse you read again and again at the beginning of the program, for he himself is our peace.
Amen.
And it's really when we're living in this organic oneness with Christ that it is expressed in this situation of peace, this situation where there's no separating wall between us and others.
That's true, Chris. And this Christ who is our peace today through resurrection is the life-giving Spirit. So as soon as we would turn away from all these ordinances and turn to Christ in our spirit, then we enjoy him as the reality of our oneness, the reality of our peace, and all the ordinances having been abolished, the middle wall separating us torn down, and we just enjoy this blessed oneness to be his blessed testimony. So I feel, Chris, we should end this program by you and I singing.
All right.
This verse 14, how about that?
All right.
For he himself is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition, the enmity.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we'll tell our listeners that's another song that you wrote on the freeway, Dick. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. I write all these songs. They're in the category of Revelation 14. They sang a new song and no man can learn it.
Dick, thank you very much for your fellowship today.
You're so welcome. Good to be here, Chris.
Thank you. For Dick Taylor today, I'm Chris Wilde. Thanks very much for listening.